2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
Since the demise of the locally built Holden Commodore and Ford Falcon, the choice in large imported sedans has narrowed considerably. Outside of the prestige market, there's just two available under $70,000, Kia Stinger and Skoda Superb. The Kia Stinger has been around since 2017, and rumours surfaced recently that it was reaching the end of its life cycle. I hope not, because it offers a point of difference in an SUV-skewed market. There's four rear-wheel drive models, two potent V6 twin-turbo variants and two four-cylinder turbo. I tested the entry 2-litre turbo, 182 kilowatt, 200S 8-speed automatic from 54,290 drive away. A grand touring sports sedan of exquisite style and a long wheelbase that just eats the kilometres in a high degree of comfort for four passengers. Refreshed last year with minor styling updates, upgraded driver assist safety technology and some added convenience features like a new 10.25-inch touchscreen with inbuilt navigation and smartphone connectivity. The Stinger nameplate is fitting for this sporty sedan, and even in its most affordable form offers an exhilarating performance, smooth and very composed. The low roofline tends to limit rear visibility, and it could well do with a rear window wiper washer. Small gripes though on a very enjoyable sports sedan. I'm David Berthon.